This is the public meeting of the Board of the Uinta County Commission being held at the Commission Room in Vernal, Utah. First off, we'll have the prayer by Commissioner Sonia Norton and the Pledge of Allegiance by Michael Cook.
Our Father in Heaven, we're very grateful that we could gather here this day to undertake the business of the county. We ask that thy spirit will please be with us to guide and direct us and help us in making wise decisions for the better of the community. We're very grateful for the opportunity that we have to serve, and we pray that we will all be mindful of each other. And we're thankful for the moisture we've received, but we pray for the moisture that is needed for our valley, for this county. We're very grateful for all the blessings that thou provides for us. And we're thankful for thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair's getting away. All right, thank you very much, Mike, Sonia. Appreciate it. First order of business, introducing some new folks we have working for us in the county. Come forward, folks. Well, one of you's up already. Come on up.
Commissioners, I want to thank you for allowing us to do the hiring that we did. I'd like to introduce Coy Nilsson as a staff accountant, and Alicia Williams will be doing minutes because Ty is leaving us. Caleb's left, and one more next week, and hopefully we'll be staffed again. Should have made them all sign in blood that no one can quit. Until January, after that, I really don't care what happens. But anyway, want to welcome them to the county.
Okay, good.
Thank you, welcome.
Corey, step on up and give us a little quick synopsis of yourself there.
Coy Nilsson. My family and I are from Blanding, Utah. We've been here in Vernal since 2018. Had my accounting degree since 2023, got four beautiful children. Love Vernal. So
cool.
Great place to live.
Welcome. Looking forward to working with you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Your turn, Alicia. You got a microphone right there if you want to turn it on and hold it up. Give us a little quick synopsis of yourself.
My name is Alicia Williams. I grew up in Vernal. I've worked for the county for about 13 years now. But I'm excited to be working in this new department. I have one boy who just graduated high school and is getting ready to go to USU, so I'll be a wreck when he leaves. And that's about it.
Ooh, an empty nester. She's in trouble now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome. And I've worked with you before, so I'm looking forward to it again. We've had a good time over the years. All right. We have approval of the minutes for July 28th commission and July 29th work session.
I did review those minutes, and I would make a motion that we approve them.
Have a motion? Any questions, comments, or concerns?
No.
Call for a vote.
Yeah.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Wiggins, approval of the warrants, please.
Okay, commissioners, I have warrants from July 30th in the amount of $1,677,003.02. One big one on this one was that we had a Central Canal grant pass through of $836,388, which we are still holding, waiting for the funds to actually make it to our account, and then we'll pass that check on. Rest of that is just normal bills.
Okay. Good. Questions, comments, or silence in telephones? It wasn't me this time.
I would make a motion that we approve the warrants as presented.
Have a motion to call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any tax matters today? We have one tax matter in the assessor's office. Danette Brooks.
Danette Brooks, Uinta County Assessor. Commissioners, I have one tax matter today. Request for a property tax adjustment for tax year 2026. I'm requesting to adjust property taxes in the amount of $1,470.32 for the 2026 tax year on serial number 5, 72, and 11 to the property owners of the record Building Dynamics, Inc. The reason for this property tax adjustment is the property was previously owned by the UNA School District, and it has been purchased by Building Dynamics. So we are prorating from the time of the deed transfer to the end of the current year. And so parcel 572 and 11 is also being moved from tax district 97 to tax district 2. That's it.
Well, okay, then we'll call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve this abatement.
No.
What?
Adjustment.
Adjustment. Sorry.
And it's adjusting it to $1,400.
As presented.
70.
Yes, they're paying
32.
Us.
Okay.
Yes.
As long as it's incoming. We like that. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, ma'am. Next is ordinance number 07-29-02026-01, allowing signs in the MH residential mobile home zone. And it really is Deanna.
It really is me. Deanna Baum with Community Development. This ordinance was discussed at last week's, well, 2 weeks ago, work session. Last week?
Mm-hmm. Last week.
Okay. At a work session. We are just looking to allow signs in the mobile home zone. That's something that we think was just overlooked when this ordinance was created. There's no signs allowed, and there are sometimes things like RV parks, which are allowed in mobile home zones, that would like to have a sign. So this is allowing the residential mobile home zone, to have signs with the same requirements as the commercial and industrial zones. This was presented in a public hearing at Planning Commission on July 15th, and it passed unanimously with the Planning Commission. And a copy of the ordinance has been sent to the Commission and Commissioners and Lauren's office for review. So we're just looking for approval of this ordinance.
All right, thank you. Have any questions, comments, or concerns on this?
No, we discussed
no,
it in
work session. No, I will say I like this whenever we can free stuff up and the public use their property and stuff. It's does my heart good, so thank you.
All right, call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve ordinance number 07-29-202601 as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. I always have to look to see who's presenting because I get confused. Ordinance number 07-29-202602, considering changes to automobile repair regulations allowing for collection vehicles restoration in the A4 zone. Matt Crazier from the Community Development.
Yeah, good afternoon. So we went over this in the work session last week. It was also heard at a public hearing in both June and July at the Planning Commission level. And this request came from a resident who would like to be able to restore classic vehicles at his house, and so he proposed the change, and it went through the Planning Commission, and this is what they came up with. So it would be a conditional use in the A4 zone, and it's got a list of conditions that it has to meet. So it's, they tried to make it so that it has the same impact on the neighborhood as a home-based business would. And so I think we went through the ordinance ad nauseum in the work session, so unless you have other questions, we could just refer back to those minutes if we needed to.
All right. Call for a motion.
I would make a motion. We approve ordinance 07-29-202602 as presented.
Any questions, comments, or concerns on this? Not hearing any. I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Next will be approval of a CITLA easement for Bronco Buster Trail. Mike Cook, Trails.
Mike Cook, Trails Manager. So we also talked about this easement last week. This is a will complete Bronco Buster Trail. This is a trail that was approved through the BLM in like April or May of this year. And there's a 600-foot section of this trail that's on or TLA, I guess. That's hard to get used to. But anyway, and this is the easement for that 600 feet of trail from TLA. They even have Sitla in their own little thing there. So anyway, and it's being paid for out of the OHV fund for Sitla. So there's no cost to the county for this easement.
Are there any questions?
No, I like this.
All right, call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Sitla easement for Bronco Buster Trail as presented by Mike Cook.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Any public comment today? I believe Commissioner Lefevre has a statement.
I think we should adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thank you for tuning in and being here.
Hey, no problem.